Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, and when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast. A production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studio.
That's a tough act to follow, right?
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer.
What? You heard me.
You know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV. All right. The gloves came off and our Masked Singers came out swinging tonight. Another wild card performer and more clue-to-do clues.
Oh, my gosh, I love that.
Game-changing performance.
I'm your official MS5 podcast host, your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog. And with me, as always, is our very own MS5 insider informant, producer Brian Strickland.
You are amazing.
What's going on, bro?
Hello, Bow. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. You hearing my voice? Listen, I'm here. I am ready for tonight's episode, man.
He's such a vibe. He is such a vibe.
We're about to unload a ton of spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
If you don't want to hear them, go ahead and turn it off. No, I'm playing. Not turn us off, okay? Let's jump right into tonight's episode. We got my main man, Logan Paul, a.k.a. Grandpa Monster.
Oh, wow.
Sexy.
You know we're going to talk about the big fight. You know we're going to talk about the performance tonight. We're going to talk about why he was pouting, crying on the floor, beating the floor when he lost. I'm going to talk about everything. Everyone's childhood crushes were revealed to the world. Some juicy new clues. There were Easter eggs. I mean, it was just a whole lot going on.
Wait, let's just take a moment.
Nicole came this close. Yeah, that's right. This close to a huge victory tonight.
Wrong brother.
We saw the dog, which was a boxer. Conor McGregor's a fighter.
It's true.
It made me think of these two YouTube brothers, Logan and Jake Paul.
Yes.
And one of them challenged Conor McGregor to a fight. I think it was Jake.
Yep.
Jake Paul.
Wow. I like that guess.
That's an outside the box guess.
Oh, my goodness, man. That was great. My man Clue the Dude came through big time with a new cock-a-doodle clue for us about Black Swan. And Brian, what does that mean? Let's just go ahead and jump right into it and unravel some of these clues. What did all of this stuff mean right here with Black Swan? What was all that about?
So the Black Swan, Penn, of course, went with his standby, Lindsay Lohan.
It could be Lindsay Lohan. There is a globe of the world. Lindsay is well-traveled.
Mm-hmm.
The broken heart and letting go clues could be mending the relationship with her parents.
Oh, right.
Honestly, I think something is driving her to prove herself. So this could be Lindsay Lohan.
I think that is a terrible guess again.
I'm going to tell you something, Ken. Do you see what this is right here?
Yeah.
It's a tear in mother's eye because you strung together something that might have just made sense.
What?
Oh.
Mommy!
No.
Mommy!
Actually, the clues all point to her. It was interesting. There was a world map in the clues. And of course, Lindsay was a judge on the Masked Singer Australia. She's got a club in Dubai. So maybe Lindsay Lohan is a good guess. Also interesting, something a little only the audience of this wonderful podcast is going to learn, is the fact that Jenny's guest didn't make the episode.
Mm.
She said Leighton Meester.
Mm.
You don't think so, Bow Wow? Who were you thinking?
Maybe this could be JoJo, strong vocalist at that.
Yes.
And remember, when I first heard Black Swan, the first thing I said, we can go a couple episodes back, Brian, I did say, oh, that Black Swan could sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the difference when you can sing. But when you can S-A-N-G, Brian, when you can sing, that's a whole nother story there,
yes.
Brian. And Black Swan can sing, and JoJo can sing. She is young, and, that's my pick.
She's got those pipes.
Yeah. So that's Black Swan right there.
Yeah, that's a good guy. You know, Robin said Ashley Simpson. Nicole said Demi Lovato.
I did see that. But for me, I'm sticking with my gut, Brian.
Okay.
It's JoJo. I could be wrong. Okay. I could be wrong, but that's just my guess. But, you know, as you get older, your voice matures, and you know what I'm saying? So maybe I heard a little bit of JoJo-ish in there. Okay. Let's go ahead and keep it moving. Oh, by the way, can we dive into Grandpa Monster? Tonight was the night he got a mask.
Show us what's under that bald spot.
I'm freaking out. Who is this?
Come on, Grandpa.
Take it off. Woo! It's Logan Paul.
Oh!
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that.
You thought I was Jake?
Get closer.
Not Jake Paul.
I would have never guessed, but now that we know who this person is, I go back and look at the clues and I understand why. The dog, which of course it was a boxer. I had a boxer at one time, and my man is sticking and moving. He's looking forward to this big payday fight with the champ Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yeah.
I mean, it all makes sense now.
You know, it's funny too. Jenny was convinced it was Spencer Pratt.
Oh.
Because there was a spider. And Spencer and Heidi, their name together was Spidey. So she kept texting me. She was like, should I go with The Miz or Spencer Pratt? Miz, Spencer Pratt. She ended up going with The Miz. She was wrong either way. But they were all off on that.
Yeah. One. Oh, and by the way, Jake and Logan, they're Ohio boys. You know, that's where I was born. You know, the frog was born in Ohio. So there's a little connection. I can't wait to get him on the show.
Yeah.
And then his brother walked out to one of my songs, man. He had me trending on Twitter. I was looking on Twitter, bro. I'm like, what's going on? What did I do? What did I do?
You're connected with everybody.
I'm connected.
Six degrees of Bow Wow.
Man, listen, man, we are all connected, man. We are a family for real, okay? Tonight's episode was definitely a game changer. It was wild, of course. Piglet came through, got the crowd cheering, got him jumping. I mean, yes. Right when I thought I had it, Brian, I lost it. I paid attention to the helmet. I saw the horse on the helmet. So I'm thinking, you know, the footballs and the clue package. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, wait, right here. Boom, let's stop. Maybe this person might play for the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was also some trophies involved, too. For me, all signs led to, okay, maybe this person is an NFL player, ex-NFL player, plays for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm like, there's no way they're going to make it that easy. So, Brian, I need some help. We all need some help here at the MS5 Universe.
Okay.
So go ahead and break these things down for us, man.
So there was a knight in the package, which is what, of course, led Jenny to Jordan Knight and Jonathan Knight.
Jordan Knight can sing very well, boy band New Kids on the Block, but there was also a horse. And Jonathan Knight, his brother, also a New Kids on the Block, has a farm. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm thinking either one of those brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Nicole said Austin Mahone. Ken said J.C. Chazet and Taylor Kitsch because of Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Robin said, which didn't make the episode, but he had mentioned James Vanderbeek. Because he was in Varsity Blues.
Shout out to James McGuire.
And then another smart thing that Jenny said, which didn't make the episode, but you'll learn right here. She mentioned the Rodgers brothers. Aaron Rodgers, of course, football player, and his brother Jordan Rodgers, who was on The Bachelorette. Remember the last package? It was all about The Bachelor?
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Rodgers, those aren't bad guesses. Then we learned that his childhood crush was Meg Ryan. So I was thinking, you know, everything means something. I was thinking Sleepless in Seattle. Maybe is this person from Seattle? Another thing, there was a scoreboard. And Nicole had mentioned, and this didn't make the episode, Cody Simpson, because he qualified for the Olympics in swimming.
Yeah.
So these are all names to throw out. But what was really interesting is this feud that was going on between Piglet and Grandpa Monster.
I was backstage. I heard Piglet sing, dude has got pipes. He's very talented. I'm coming after that pig. I want his bacon.
I told him, I saw him backstage. I said, you got a beef with me? Bring it, old man.
I didn't know there was a little rivalry there happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, that was intense. No right hooks need to be thrown.
Exactly. Piglet is one to watch.
And I just got to just go back to the helmet, man. Just paying attention to detail, right?
Mm-hmm.
The details are very important. And the one detail that just caught me was the football and the helmet.
Yes.
Even if you have to go back and rewatch what happened tonight, pay attention to that part and with that horse on the helmet. Some spoke to me about the horse on the gold football helmet, but got to pay attention to those details. Yeah, that's all I'm
going to say. It could be an NFL player, somebody who played college played college football, or maybe somebody who played a football player in a movie.
All right, well, moving on. Chameleon came out, did his thing smooth. this guy is smooth. Came out to 21 questions. Of course, by 50 Cent, big hit. Mm-hmm. I told you this person is a rapper who can use melody and harmony is his thing. That's what he does. From his last cool package with the gems, this person went diamond, had one of the biggest records in music history.
Mm-hmm.
The cheese and the peach slices. That might have been the only thing in this person's clue package that confused me a little bit. The men in black were wearing a certain type of color bandana or a rag around their neck.
Look at you paying attention. I didn't even notice
that. Okay, see, Brian, I told you I'm not playing around today. I came to play, baby. I came to play.
Yes.
The color was yellow. And I said earlier, one of his biggest records was Black and Yellow,
the color
of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I believe this person is a dope fly rapper who hails from the city of Pittsburgh, PA. Also, I saw some measuring tape as if you're about to go ahead and get tailored for something. This rapper's name of his record label and the name of his crew is called Taylor Gang.
Wow.
And I also saw two big, gigantic plants. We won't, you know, but I just saw that there for decoration. I know this person likes to have a little fun. And I'm paying attention to detail. Yeah,
yeah. Like so to be elevated, a little elevated.
Yeah, little elevation, you know what I mean? All signs led to Wiz Khalifa for me.
Got it.
Chameleon is the coolest.
Yeah.
Listen, did we used to date back in the day?
Oh,
my God, I know who it is.
No way.
I'm a fan of this guy. This is a good friend of mine. And once again, I have not spoken to this person at all through this season. I haven't called, no nothing. You know, everything over here is on lockdown. And I love playing the game. You can tell by my voice. I love watching.
Look at you. You're excited.
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
It's a great guess.
Yes.
The big question is it a basketball player or is it a rapper?
This is a rapper.
Jenny said 2 Chainz, and you know, because
that's good.
The Peaches, you know, he's from Georgia.
Atlanta.
Cheese Plate, he's got the song Blue Cheese. And then there was a Halo, and little known fact, this didn't make the episode, Halo is the name of 2 Chainz' son.
I do like that guess, though. I like that guess because we're talking height, right?
Yeah. Robin's guess didn't actually make the episode.
Mm.
He said Randy Moss.
See what I'm saying? It's the height. Because Randy's tall.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
Exactly. Exactly.
The height on this guy is throwing them off. Let's jump into the wild card right now.
Wow.
Here to shake up the game and sink its claws into the competition.
All right. Here we go. Wild card, y'all.
Put your hands together for the Crab.
Okay, bring it, Crab.
Oh, man. This has got to be someone big.
Okay, now, wild card Crab. Song tonight was Ain't No Sunshine, one of the most powerful records you could possibly sing. And I'm just going to jump right into it, if you don't mind.
Do it. Can I? Do it.
Okay. Watching this person's clue package, I was like, okay, this is going to be tough. This is going to be tough. As I'm watching him talk, there were 2 mermaids. I don't know if they were mermaids, but 2 dolls that resembled female, right? And he said how I lost something. And every time, you know, it's like things just keep, I keep losing things around me, things that I love, things that I cherish, right? And then it showed these 2 mermaid dolls, which were both female, in the seaweed. And, you know, and that was very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. Then from there, once the person started singing, and it goes back to what I was saying, when you have a voice that people just recognize, and this individual here is a R&B king. We call him the king of R&B.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, man. Childhood crush. He mentioned. Now, this was crazy.
Yeah.
Before we spit the board to reveal who his childhood crush was, my first guess, I said, if it's Janet Jackson, when they turn this around, I'm on to this.
Wow.
And it was Janet Jackson. And that just confirmed it for me.
Why?
Hearing his voice, he gets into this thing, and the only person that does it, no one can do it. And that's Bobby Brown, the king of R&B.
Wow.
You know, that's my guess. Okay, I could
be
wrong.
That's your prerogative.
Okay,
that's your prerogative.
Thank you. That's my prerogative. I'm sticking with it, okay? You know what, Brian, you're good.
Bobby Brown. That's a good guess, and that's what Ken said.
He did.
Because of the story of tragedy and the power of the performance. I will say, being there,
yes,
it was one of the most emotional performances, not just of this season, man, of any season I've ever been on. Like, as producers, we're busy, we're running around and stuff, and we had to stop and just watch. Like, it was really moving.
Yo, Brian, I'm not even going to lie to you, man. I got chills right now.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful performance.
Unbelievable. I'm trying not to mess it up right now. Like, I don't know who you are, but I just felt like I knew you from you just singing your heart out in that song. I really felt like you meant every word, and I really thank you for your honesty and sincerity in your performance.
Robin went with another new addition member, Johnny Gill. For the fish.
Sure did.
The underwater clue. And then he has a song called Game Changer. And of course, Crab was the game changer.
Game changer.
It was interesting. Jenny's guest didn't make the episode. She said Casey of Casey and JoJo.
I mean, that's
because he said All My Life in the package.
Okay.
And there was a Mona Lisa, and he's got a song, Lisa Baby.
Okay. But hey, we could be wrong. There's tons of guesses, Brian, and you know. Where we think we are exactly right, and we end up being totally wrong.
Exactly. And then it ends up being Kanye or somebody. Nicole was convinced, by the way, it was Kanye until he sang. Then she was like, this ain't Kanye.
Oh, yeah. Nicole should definitely know, because she could sing, too. So she knows the singer when you hear one. But let's go ahead and jump into Cloodledoo, man.
Hello there. I'm Cloodledoo. Bet you can't guess who I am.
I need you to help me, Brian.
I know. There's a lot of online speculation about Cloodledoo, and everyone thinks it's either Joel McHale or Nick Cannon. Which are very good guesses. I will say there is a celebrity behind Cloodledoo. We will find out who it is.
I like that.
And I'm going to give an exclusive, a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
You know, every time on this podcast, I say something that's probably going to get me fired. But I'm going to say it right now.
Spoiler alert.
Cloodledoo, the person behind the Cloodledoo mask, is somebody that has never been on The Masked Singer, ever. On the stage, as a panelist, as a singer.
Wait.
This is a newcomer.
Whoa.
And it's somebody very, very, very big.
That was big. Before you get into it, the Nick Cannon guess is great.
Yes.
Because, like I always say at Mask, what we love to do is we love to put it right there in front of your face.
Yeah.
And you don't even know it.
Yeah.
And Nick's been missing.
Yeah.
Nick's probably the only person who can get in the costume and gain that much access. You know, he's in top secret places that, I mean, Brian, I don't even know if you can get in these places that Cloodledoo's getting into.
I know.
It's crazy. So
every episode, he becomes more and more prominent. He causes more and more chaos. And he starts taking clues away from the panel and just gives them to the viewer.
Right.
And he will start making some appearances even on the stage.
It's a game changer. It's wild and it's a game changer.
Game changer. And also, we got a lot more wild cards coming up. So a lot more surprises in store.
Come on now. Come on, Brian. Are you serious?
And you got to think, we've had four reveals so far. We've had Kermit the Frog.
Correct.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Correct.
Danny Trejo and Logan Paul.
Yes.
I mean, talk about a mixed bag of people, and the crazy reveals are there. There's even more surprises in store.
Who is that? All right, you guys. Our guest tonight refuses to let his bad reputation bring him down. Joining us tonight is the troublemaking grandpa monster. This is my guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, we both from the same state and all that. So it's only right I go ahead and roll out the red carpet for him. Let me go ahead and introduce to you my main man, Logan Paul, has just entered the building. Logan, what up, though, man?
Hey, what up, bro? That was an awesome intro. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for jumping on the show, man. I just got to ask you, Logan, was it all what you expected? Was it not what you expected?
The show is wild, first off. Seeing it on TV and then actually participating in the show are two entirely different things. I don't think anyone realizes how big of a production this is. Like, woo, I went to rehearsals. I had a vocal coach. I had choreography lessons.
Talk about it.
Not to mention, while doing all of that, I had to do it all anonymously. And when I say anonymously, I'm saying mask, complete visor, not a piece of my skin showing anywhere. I lost my identity for a second. I'm not going to lie.
Logan, I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you right now, you are Grandpa Monster for the rest of your life, man. I'm telling you.
I know.
Bro, I am Frog forever.
I don't mind Grandpa Monster. We got along. We had many ups and many downs together. Grandpa Monster is my guy. He's a part of me.
Yeah, man. And just speaking of Grandpa Monster, this was the first time I would say, like, it was like a family. We had, you know, the first monster or the OG one. That's my man T-Pain.
Yep.
We had Miss Monster, the legendary Chaka Khan, of course. Yeah. Then Bob Saget came in as Squiggly Monster. Then you come in as Grandpa. I mean, is there a real family connection going on here, man?
I think so. I think I got to say I'm a big fan of T-Pain. Hung out with Bob Saget a couple times. There's definitely a great lineage. Who knows if there's going to be a great Grandpa Monster one day. But I was definitely proud to be part of the Monster family.
And also, what I want to ask you is your song choices, Bad Reputation. Now, how did you go about picking this record to perform?
Obviously, you know, I've had a bad reputation in the past, and some people are still on that wave. Bro, I was a kid, and I grew up on the internet, and I made some mistakes for all to see. But I grew up, and I'm reformed.
Right.
and I'm evolved now. I'm approaching my final form. And I think that song, like, honestly, it spoke to me.
Right on.
It put me in a place where I could just have fun and sing lyrics that, like, related to my life.
I want to talk about the funny heated rivalry that was going on with Piglet. You tore up his photo. I was like, there's real beef going on here.
Oh my God, he just ripped up Piglet.
You confronted him backstage. You had a target on his head and a clue package. I mean, dude, what's going on between y'all two? You ready to step in the ring with Piglet too? What's going on, man? Logan, bro, talk to me, man.
Here's what's going on, bro. I'm a boxer. I'm training to fight Floyd Mayweather. And
we're going to talk about that. Okay.
It's not an act, dude. Like, I like conflict, especially physically. Like, I'm a little bit of a problem. And so I started manufacturing this beef behind the scenes for no reason, for no cameras, with Piggy. And then I asked one of the producers, I was like, hey, do y'all ever have, like, beef on your show? like, imagine if the characters were beefing.
It's hilarious.
I think that'd be a pretty funny twist.
It is.
And they liked the idea. They ran with it. So me and Piggy, we got after it. Except as soon as the beef started to heat up, I got eliminated.
Who do you think Piglet is? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I didn't see Piggy's.
Okay.
I didn't want to see that swine.
Yeah, yeah, look, he's still beefing. Look, Logan is still beefing.
Still beefing.
What I do want to do is decipher your clues, bro, because your clues were very tough for me to dissect up until tonight.
Yep.
The dog and then the boxer and what so have you kind of broke things down for me. There were some headphones in your clue package. You had Castaway in there. Yep. There was a Santa hat. Just go ahead and talk about it all, bro.
Yeah, so I worked really hard at it. There was a dog who was a boxer, so that was a hint. There was football plays on the chalkboard because I was an All-State linebacker. I was in a movie called Airplane Mode. I have a diss track on YouTube against Santa. It's called the Santa diss track. I have a song called The Number Song. My clue package, I don't know if they're all like this, but almost everything meant something. I didn't know that, like, literally everything was some sort of little Easter egg. And then watching it, I was like, okay, I see how they've related literally every little bit to my life.
Yeah. There's a whole clue team. Their entire job is just to...
I had the calls with them, but I didn't think they were actually listening.
That's funny.
Oh, the one thing about tonight I like that was different was, you know, every week we're coming with different ways to get us closer to guessing and knowing who you are and who's underneath the mask. And I got to say, man, the childhood crush thing tonight was crazy. Let's talk about your childhood crush, man. Can you go ahead and just tell the people who your childhood crush was?
Yeah, you know, so at first it was Betty White, and then they didn't let me have it. And then I changed it to Halle Berry because she bad. Oh, my God, she bad.
Oh, man, Halle Berry,
right? And then we went with The Rock because I guess The Rock's my man crush. I admire him, you know? I admire his tenacity. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, we chose The Rock.
Logan, man, we're going to have some fun, bro. We're going to play a little game I like to call Monster Ears. I will play a sound clip of the judges, and you have to correctly identify which judge it is. The catch is that their voices are disguised.
Uh-oh.
For every guess you get wrong, Brian has to give us a new clue for tonight's show.
Ooh, hello.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go ahead and roll clip number one.
Did you not get the email that we were supposed to wear something for Thanksgiving?
Who do you think that is, Logan?
This is tough.
I say who
be talking about? Who be talking about emails? Jenny. Jenny be talking about emails for sure.
Uh-oh. Is it?
Oh man,
it was the funny man himself, man. Ken John, man. It was Ken.
Did you not get the email that we were supposed to wear something for Thanksgiving?
Okay.
All right. You ready for our next
Let's
one?
Let's do it.
All right, here it is.
I know exactly who this is.
Oh my gosh. That is a girl. 1,000%.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Jenny again. I gotta guess Jenny.
That's Nicole right
no!
there.
Wow.
No.
I know exactly who this is.
Brian, come on, man. You know
I gotta give a clue.
Though.
I gotta give a clue.
Two clues.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
For chameleon, there was a bonjour clue. So something with French. I know Ken had mentioned, I think a basketball player. Joaquin Noah, whose dad is French.
Oh, okay.
And there was an Easter egg in his last performance. There were Bulls in the background, and he played for the Bulls, Chicago Bulls. So
okay, I can see how we put that together.
That's that chameleon.
Okay, all right, well, let's go ahead and keep it rolling. You ready, Logan?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. Let's go ahead and roll the next clip.
It's all about family-friendly fun and the game of Who's Under the Mask.
That's tough right there. Don't let it throw you off, Logan.
No, that's Robin. No, not like this. Not like this. Stop. Who is it?
Oh, man. That was Jenny right there.
It's all about family friendly fun and the game of Who's Under the Mask.
No offense. Her voice is way too deep, right? There. Like,
I know, Logan. That's why I said don't let it throw you off. That's why I said don't let it throw you off.
I don't even want to get one right at this point.
No, look. That's the thing. Because the more you get wrong, Brian has to go ahead and keep giving us these clues.
I got to do another clue.
All right, fantastic.
So give us another one, and we're going to ask him one
I'll
more.
I'll give another clue, and it's about Black Swan, who I believe is Logan's favorite.
I love Black Swan. Yeah.
Well, I'll give a new Black Swan clue. There were scales of justice in the clue package. And Jenny had mentioned, and it didn't make the episode, Victoria Justice.
And then last one, Logan. Here we go, man. You got to get one right, man. You can't leave here with a zero, man, okay? All right?
Yes, I can. I assure you I can.
I'm running out of clues.
Here we go.
One thing all of our guesses have in common is that we agree this is definitely a huge superstar.
It's Robin Thicke, 100%.
Yeah!
One thing all of our guesses have in common is that we agree this is definitely a huge superstar.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Ending
man.
On a high note.
Yeah. Now, hey, Logan, you just helped Brian, man. Brian's over here sweating, man.
Sweating, I got nothing left.
Now, Logan, I can't let you go without talking about a special event that is looking like it's definitely going to happen. So I think it's going to be highly entertaining.
Yeah.
I think you're a bad boy. I think you're confident for calling out, I would say, the best pound-for-pound boxer of all time, Mr. 50-0. I've seen a video of Floyd saying, listen, man, it's going down.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to happen. Have you started training yet? I know you're always working out. You're
around. Yeah.
But talk about the process, man, and we're going to dab into the fight, too.
Yeah, we're training. I've been training for 3 years now. I've been keeping low-key about it because if you want the truth, I literally do not want to post anything because
right.
if Floyd sees how good I've gotten, he'll pull out of the fight. Like, I really do believe that.
Oh,
I think he's put himself in danger. I think he's underestimating me, and I know he wants to make this a big event. I think it could be, and this is a bold statement, Ooh. I think this could be one of the biggest combat sporting events ever. Like, I promise I will make it that big.
Ooh.
You have an up-and-coming entertainer, one of the biggest in this space, me fighting the greatest boxer of all time and the highest-paid athlete of all time. Like, it's a converging of worlds that should have never happened, but it is, and it's going to be incredible.
I love it. I love being entertained. I think what you guys are doing are groundbreaking. I love the cross between two worlds. We've seen it already with him and Connor. I love it, man. It's just breaking barriers, and no one's been able to crack that Mayweather code,
man. Oh, no, not yet. We put in the work every day to take this sport legitimate. Like, I come home from the Masked Singer, and it's right to sparring every day.
Right on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's life now.
Yeah, man. No, listen, I got to go ahead and just wish you, you know, the best of luck with that, man. And I can't wait till that thing happens. I'm definitely ringside. Brian, I'm bringing you too.
Yes. I'll bring Piglet. We'll bring Piglet.
Oh, don't bring Piglet.
Don't bring Piglet. Sorry.
Thank you, Logan. Appreciate you. I couldn't let you go without asking about the fight. I know that's a big deal. Other than you being Grandpa Monster, but the MS5, you know, the universe, man, we know all about you, man. We going to keep watching. Keep us entertained, bro. And I'm going to see you on the other side.
I appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much.
My main man, Logan Paul, right there. Brian, that was an exclusive right there. All right, you guys, that is our time for tonight. I don't even want to go home. Brian, this is home.
Hey, this is home.
This is home. Yeah, this is home, okay? Yeah. But you guys know we will be back next week with more insider info and, of course, exclusive clues and celebrity interviews that you can only find right here on the official Masked Singer podcast. Thanks again to my main man, Logan Paul, for joining us. Appreciate you, bro. Our MS5 insider, Brian Strickland, for always hanging out. And a huge thanks to you, and you. That's just how much you guys mean to us. That's right, yes. The Masked Singer universe. True. That's what I like to call you guys. You're not fans, you're family, and it's a universe. That's how big we are. Make sure you guys check us out on Instagram and Twitter at MaskPod and at MaskSingerFox. Send us your questions, and while you're at it, download the Fox Super 6 app and make some predictions for a chance to win big. The official Masked Singer podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by my family. That's right, I call them my family because they really are my family. KT Studios, and for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And do not forget to tune in to MS5 every Wednesday on Fox. Whoa! See you next week.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
It's That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat, Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.